On the 50th anniversary of the state's prevailing wage act, House lawmakers are calling for action on legislation to update the law to make sure it's working in the best interest of Pennsylvania taxpayers. House Majority Whip Stan Saylor of York County said prevailing wage law reform is not about who does the work on public projects, but how the outdated regulations are driving up costs for taxpayers.
This isn't about union or non-union workers. This is about creating jobs in Pennsylvania, creating a fair system that when we build a school building or we fix a highway, that the wages paid to those workers are fair, not artificially inflated. I can tell you in York County, our municipalities, just our townships and our boroughs, have been forced to cut back their road maintenance programs from anywhere from 2/3 to 75% simply because of this act. The taxpayers of Pennsylvania are demanding changes. It is time for this General Assembly to finally address the needs of our municipalities, our school districts, and most importantly, the needs of the taxpayers of this Commonwealth.
The bills have been approved by the House Labor Relations Committee and now move to the full House for consideration. From Harrisburg, Mike Davies reporting.